Okay, could everybody take their seats?
July 2011. In the art studio of Olafur Elias.
Okay, can everyone take a seat? We're ready to get started.
A workshop about how to train compassion.
Just for me to get kind of a small impression, I had talked about the possibility at the beginning that out of this meeting we would edit a book or something like that. Given these kind of incredible breadth and spectrum of people here and approaches, I think this book would actually be really a contribution to something.
I think you should do a TV channel where that publishes books as well.
Say again, a what?
A sort of a TV channel or broadcasting. I guess the issue is to transmit the message as broadly as possible.
To make a best of CD edition you can join to the book or something like
that
this.
That would be beautiful.
Yeah, to
that
have
would,
kind
because
of
I think the more these books get multimedia, the better it is, because the more juicy they are, the more you can also download them as PDF and not just like as a book.
I just have a clarifying question. It's not clear to me what's going to be the content of the chapter. I mean, how scientific or
I would suggest to keep it in the spirit of this meeting. The message of the book should be what are there for different approaches to train compassion and to cultivate it,
okay,
and to keep science out.
Science narrowly defined.
Narrowly defined. So not having the empirical paper format. You know, we scientists are usually not very free to write because and so I think if the chapter would be something where we could really write what we think is a scientific contribution of, you know, like more, okay, this is the bulk of what we know, but without going into study one has shown, study two has shown, and study three is controversial to study one, but like to show the world that there is bridging and cross-collaboration and that there is really something new evolving out of a discourse of different contemplative science and discipline. And if we could focus on these aspects, I think it would be much more juicy for the readership. Would that make sense?
You know, for someone who's more sort of just a lay person working in the field, just how valuable that input is to me and sort of my colleagues, and just the knowledge that these studies are happening, what is active, what's at that sort of leading edge, and just how much encouragement it is to us in the field, that the validation of the science, but also the contemplative side and this coming together, that it starts to make sense. And
What the power of this is, which is the incredible contrasts that have appeared in the course of our time together.
Oh, just to finish, I've just been blown away by Anna suggesting that this meeting happening in an art studio influences in some way the creation of art that influences people's knowledge of themselves. Yeah. And I just find that thrilling.
Yeah, I think it's really about transporting the message between these bridges of all these different science, contemplative practice, and then clinical practice and arts, and also how, you know, like from children to dying people. I think this is a lifespan approach, which is rather impressive, you know.
From birth to death and beyond.
Okay, great title. Thank you very much. Compassion from birth to death and beyond.